check. Big news, everybody. We're going to the gas station. It's a big day. It's a big day for me to pump gas, buy a drink. In that order. Well, I mean, the gas will probably still be pumping when I go in to buy the drink. So it's sort of simultaneous, like a multitasking sort of situation. I expect to pay somewhere around $3.50 for a gallon of gas. That's around what it was last time I did this. But we'll see what it looks like when we get there. I'm a little tired. Kind of a long day yesterday, as it turns out. Talked myself out yesterday a little bit by the end of that thing. To where my throat was sore and my voice was a little, you know, hoarse or whatever. Still doesn't feel 100%. Feels fine right now, but if I string together more than three sentences, my throat at some point is like, hey, just fucking give it a rest, asshole. Oh. $4.01 for gas. Great. 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 I'm gonna go keep the economy going. You guys stay here. American gas is 89 octane. No, it's regular gas is 87. The mid grade is 89, and premium is 91. Anything more than that, you gotta go out to the airport, get them to sell you airplane fuel. A friend of mine was running in his Roadrunner for a little while. That was a very long time ago. Talking about Brad.
your voice. I've been everywhere and back trying to replace that awful sound that made my ears go numb. Praying like a fool that's been on the run. Ears still attached, but the
good one, everybody.
The world's first triple backflip on a freestyle motocross bike at Travis Pastrana's Pastrana Land in Maryland on Tuesday. Video footage can be seen online. Pastrana was the first rider to complete a double backflip at the 2006 X Games in Los Angeles. Fat Records is celebrating its 25th anniversary with a tour called Fat Wrecked for 25 years. No Facts, Lagwagon, The Flatliners, Masked Intruder, Toy Guitar, Swingin' Utters, and Bad Cop are all on the tour. They're also promising additional bands as well as surprise bands at specific shows. In the latest clip from the documentary, Kurt Cobain montage of Heck, Cobain is mocking hate mail sent to his wife, Courtney Love. The film has already had a cinema release and will air on HBO in the U.S. on May 4th. With your Faction update, I'm Shannon Gunn, Skin and Nephew every hour on Faction with Jason Ellis.
The show continues, so that means we gotta take care of you and your mama.
Mm-hmm.
definitely got to go ahead and do that, because I know y'all out there trying to get out to California's Great America, so.
There's 7 stitches.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, you guys want to pretend we're jaguars that can fly or something?
As brave as kids are, some...
Your lights on when you need them to be with remote lighting control, even managing your thermostat remotely. And that's great, saving up to 10% on your energy bill.
Nigga just trying to live like a nigga's supposed to live. If I still drink that malt liquor, I hold a beer on the ground, but niggas not around. I started off starving, now they got me out here bread farming, trying to see if I still got it, got it. I guess it's like a right thing about it, about it, about it. In the VIP, I used to clip like Rob the Ball, but it seemed she couldn't shape up. Cupcaker, I didn't bother, she's a follower, a hell of a swallower, not a leader. Got a first, second, third, and fourth string, I didn't need her. I didn't mean to treat her like she was the main feature presentation. Her just a traitor to the situation, more like a hassle, because she had no keys to the castle. The queen sits on the throne, why this whole ride down on national Zoom? Go head over and beat your feet, drop down and get your eagle on freak. We ever so discreet with this meat, got a whole lot to lose. The paparazzi ever shot or shoot we, meaning me and you, us together in the lens. My ends would be gone just like some throw in the wind. Told a hoe you gonna win, showed up, we gon' pretend to the land of make-believe. Now come on and hit this hen. Taking shots to the neck, now that's love in your mouth. Now we're affiliates, so don't give me the game. Real, no drama, it makes no sense. I got a mean ass backhand that don't miss, bitch.
You're gonna stop us now, you can't stop us. What you gonna do right now, you can't run. We the boss in here, we lost this shit. Cause ain't nobody doing it like we do, oh no. You're gonna stop us now, you can't stop us. What you gonna do right now, you can't run.
Look like perfection. All I heard was your erection is amazing. Love, I know. Thank you. The wood's so stable. Walk the plank like a pirate shit. The white boys is sick. Spinal tap yo bitch with some rock star dick. People be talking this and that, saying Beardo gets plaid. The dirt is a Mac. And what they don't know or see is that I might be the biggest hoe of the three.
Mr. Beardo, the trailer park. the most big. Beardo, I like to party for weeks. Wake up in the alley, blacked out from Xanax. Drink some more beer, it helps me manage. White pecker wood, living in the trailer. Took it down to Florida, got a pet gator. Ain't too smart, engines in the yard. Put it back in the car, now it don't start. I smoke pounds of pot. You think I'd give a fuck about the cops? Do burnouts in front of the neighbors. And when I hear sirens, see you later. Pack the bomb, I'm ready to go. Down at the truck stop, looking for hoes. Dirt and legacy, no. Mirrors don't lie, we're all gonna die.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the prettiest?
Beep, 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 beep Talking into it all directly, the way people do, but then is also like using her other hand to gesticulate as she talks. It's a real safe way to drive, I find. Good stuff.
He's a maggot. He took me up tight, shrewd, don't give a fuck. The maggot. One in a million. Trust my luck. I wish it was a billion.
Don't give up.
What?
Give us twos up.
Oh, son, haven't even skinned up. You wanna have a word? You are murders. 9 ounce of it. You buy half quarters in his bed sit. He'd wait, you see.
Hello, dear bird. Do you want a cup of tea?
Great, Mag. Two sugars for me.
No.
Rise. I shoot you out your chuckers. Push and hear the whispers of all you motherfuckers. Papa said stay free of them suckers. Minus the wicked jumper, street baller like the Rucker. Skip to my loo if you looking for a couple. Roosters in the duffel. Keep the hood screaming cock-a-doodle-doo, fuckers. Coke by the ton, rap niggas, I'm the one. With basic rhyme pattern, how the fuck you trying to chatter? Basic ass rappers got them running for their life. I philosophize about blocks and keys. Niggas call me Young Black Socrates. West Indies, bitch, drop the knees quick.
What?
With dreams of being a rich man's bitch. So sorry for niggas pull triggers and they shit click. So many bullets end in my shit, call me Left Fist.
Mama, shake the diamonds out my wrist.
I'm so obnoxious, I don't fit tubs and Crockett. Mama, I'm so sorry, I'm so obnoxious. Got two hot rocks in my pocket. Mama, I'm so sorry, I'm so obnoxious. Big home palm trees and watches. Mama, I'm so sorry, I'm so obnoxious. My only accomplice, my conscience.
Y'all learn from me, let's not be at odds. We're more alike than not, two peas of a pod. Same hustle, set my hustles now flows. I once gave it away at 30 grams and old. That accounts for all them days in the cold. Feels like kissing cake mix, can't wait to lick the bowl. But it's a bigger picture, homes, trust, I done seen it. From Frankfurt to Cologne, Oslo to Sweden. From Italy's Milan to the shores of Napoli. Now I consider Ferrari and Salvador Dali's. I'm no longer local, my thoughts are global. That's why I seem distant, son, expand your vision. Even adorned by Norwegian women. Blonde hair and blue eyes, I'm getting back with a vengeance. Whip it like they want me all attached to the kitten. And they wondering these raps if I'm kidding.
Mama, I'm so sorry, I'm so obnoxious. I don't fit tubs and Crockett. Mama, I'm so sorry, I'm so obnoxious. Got two hot rocks in my pocket. Mama, I'm so sorry, I'm so obnoxious. Big home palm trees and watches. Mama, I'm so sorry, I'm so obnoxious. My only accomplice, my conscience.
Miami Vice.
sorry, Heavenly Father. Once again, I hate to bother. It's be the evil creeper, send some to the grim reaper. Meanwhile, me and my missus like Solomon and Sheba. Sign of the times, her E, Milio Gucci sneakers. Ghetto literature, I damn near die for Bolivia. It don't take much to get rid of you. It's a simple you. Better call the minister. I'm sorry, grandmama, for mistakes I have made. When I air family business, how you put me in my place. Even my baby mama, I can't look you in the face. Cause I can't do enough, you're a symbol of God's grace. So I place you in a flower bed, porcelain shower heads throughout the house and keep the youngins' mouths fed. And when I'm gone, I hope it is said I gave structure to the youth by the example I led.
Mama, I'm so sorry, I'm so obnoxious. I don't fear Tubbs and Crockett. Mama, I'm so sorry, I'm so obnoxious. Got two hot rocks in my pocket. Mama, I'm so sorry, I'm so obnoxious. Big home palm trees and watches. Mama, I'm so sorry, I'm so obnoxious. My only accomplice, my conscience. Miami Vice.
you. You're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, I was wondering if you could play something from the new Lovely Boys CD.
Lovely Boys?
Yeah.
I don't think I have that.
Okay, something by the Craigs.
Who's that?
The Craigs.
The Craigs. I don't think I have that.
Ted Jacobs and the Nail?
I don't think I have that.
Sherbert Falls?
No, I don't think I have that.
The album?
Don't have it.
The Fleestacks?
No.
How about any Leonard and the Lemons?
No.
September Gurgles?
No.
The Zoom?
No.
How about Darren Robbins and the Rockstars?
No.
Sugar Pie 4?
No.
The Bengals?
No.
Failure Time?
No.
All right, how about Witchy Poo?
No.
Can you cue up something by I Love You, the Ghost of Andy Davis?
No, I don't have that.
How about the Menthols?
No.
Larry Neville and the Fun?
No.
Bam Bam?
No.
Candy Coated Sugar Smacks?
No, I don't have that.
All right, well, just cue up something by Rick and the Backers.
I don't have that either.
We'll just play anything by any of the bands who are going to be at the festival this weekend.
What festival?
You're kidding.
No, not kidding. What festival?
Poptastrophe 2007.
What is that? Poptastrophe?
Yeah.
I think I might have seen a flyer for
that. I'm sure you've seen a lot of flyers for it.
I don't think I've ever been to one of those things, like those pop festivals.
Oh, it's great. It's this huge power pop fest.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It's happening in Newbridge down by the dock.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be bigger than the Paisley Pop-Pop-a-thon last year in Des Moines. And it's definitely going to make January's Pop-adelphia Pop Nation Fest look like Poptopia 2002.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What a disaster that was, huh?
I guess so. I don't know.
You don't remember?
No, well, I wasn't there.
You read about it, though.
No, not really.
Yeah, Mick Rain missed his flight and didn't even get there until the Bill Bixbys were finishing their set.
Who is that? Mick?
Mick Rain.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
The drummer for the Pez Band.
Okay, I know I've heard of the Pez Band.
Well, anyway, the fest runs from Friday morning. There's going to be this big kickoff breakfast buffet and Captain's Donuts.
Sure, sure.
And it's going to go to a late Sunday night where there's going to be this big post-festival buffet at Captain's Donuts.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be good, yeah. You should come down.
You know, that's not really my thing.
What do you mean?
Like power pop stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, I like power pop. I like it, you know, fine. But there's that kind of thing where it's just too much of it, and it's not my thing, and that music gets very samey, you know, when you're getting it kind of shoveled at you.
Hey, you shouldn't say that stuff, something like that.
Why? It's how I feel.
What if Quad P heard you?
Quad P?
Yeah.
Who is Quad P?
Power Pop Pop Pop.
Power Pop Pop Pop?
Yeah.
Who is Power Pop Pop Pop?
He's putting on Poptastrophe 2007. You know who he is.
I have no idea who
he is. He's like the number one power pop guy in America. He considers himself like the president of power pop, and he lives here in Newbridge. You've seen him around town.
Well, what does he look like?
Well, he's that older guy with the super dyed black Beatles haircut and those really kind of tight pants. And he wears that vintage Knack t-shirt.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he rides around town in that sidecar.
Yeah.
It's just a sidecar. It's almost like one of those soapbox derby things.
Yeah.
But it's not motorized or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How does he go uphill?
That's the thing. His whole life is basically built around going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I saw him once at the CD Submarine. Kind of.
Let me guess what he was buying.
I remember him yelling at someone.
He was. He was telling me this story about recently, I guess, he went there and there's some new, like, remastered Greg Kinn you know, pre-Jeopardy stuff, you know, like the when he was...
So, yeah, I think I know the guy you're talking about.
He, basically, his story is he saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan when he was, like, 14, and it completely changed him. He was on the track to be, you know, like a engineer, that sort of thing, you know, you know, middle-of-the-road kind of guy. But when he saw that, it was all over, and he became addicted to, like, Beatles-esque rock and roll and pop. It just consumed him. And then for years, he put this zine out, which you probably saw when you were growing up. It was called Keep the Beat.
No, I don't think so.
Like a fanzine. You know, he says he's the only person ever to publish a career-spanning retrospective on Dave Smalley.
I know that name. Dave Smalley.
You should. You have a radio show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize because I have a radio show that's primarily a talk show, that I'm supposed to be some sort of power pop encyclopedia.
Well,
who is that again?
The bassist from the Raspberries.
That's right. I knew he was in the Raspberries.
Dummy.
Again, I'm sorry.
He actually played in bands also in the 60s through the 90s.
Uh-huh.
All over the Quint Cities. The Need, The Hurt, what's some other ones? The Yes, The No, The Maybe. Nothing really took off, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Except for the Raspberries. Oh, no, Power... Oh, you're not talking about Dave Smalley.
No.
You're talking about Power Pop, Pop Pop.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which, I mean, I gotta say, I think I die a little bit whenever I say Power Pop, Pop Pop.
Why?
It's just... Pop Pop?
Yeah.
That's his, like... So he's Power Pop, Pop
Pop. You know how... Like your grandfather.
Okay, now it's a little worse now, somehow, that I'm picturing it as he calls himself Pop Pop. Is he a grandfather?
No, he's single.
Okay.
Never been married at all, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. But, so his band kind of didn't really take off, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, he's set for life, you know, doesn't really have to do anything.
Well, he sounds pretty, like he's into it. He's doing the festival, and good for him.
Yeah. You know who his dad is?
No.
Reginald Fleer?
Reginald Fleer. Who is that?
The detective. Super rich. He's the guy that consulted on those huge mob cases back in the mid-80s.
Okay.
Remember when Carmine Rovitello tried to take down Freddy the Hot Dog Machine Kleinfarber?
You know, I follow that stuff only peripherally.
Well, there was that big shootout at the ice hole.
Uh-huh.
That Italian ice stand on Pancake Avenue.
Yeah, okay.
And Officer Harrop's father, Mayor Harrop's at the time, gave that okay to drop the big crate of old grenades on everyone, and it left that big crater.
That's one of the only things that I guess Newbridge is known for outside of our area.
I know. And that's why I, for one, am glad that they filled up that big hall with colored marbles and paved it over.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about bad memories.
Yeah, it's good to move on at a point.
But anyway, Quad P's father, I'm pretty sure he even consulted on the first couple seasons of Columbo. Like, he was that big a deal back when, even before that. And since then, he's been referenced a lot on that show on the Shout Network, The Goombas.
I don't watch that, actually.
They talk about him in there sometimes, or they'll reference him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I should check that out more.
Yeah, you should check out also.
What's that?
Power Pop Pop Pop's mansion.
His mansion.
Yeah, he's in that huge house on Newbridge Mewis.
Newbridge what?
Mewis.
What is Mewis? I don't know what that is. Spell that for me?
M-E-W-S.
Mews?
Is that how you say it?
Newbridge M-E-W-S. Mews.
I've been saying it Mewis for my entire life.
Well, it's Mews.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's all right. I guess everybody makes like things like that that you don't realize you were doing.
Yeah, it's true. He actually calls it the Power Pop Palace.
Power Pop 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 does.
Yeah. You know how when you go into someone's house and sometimes they'll be like, you gotta take your shoes off.
Yeah.
If you want to come in.
Mm-hmm.
He's like that too.
Okay.
But then he makes you put on a pair of Beetle boots.
Really?
Yeah. He has them in almost every size imaginable. He's even got a pair of 14 and a half in case any pro ballers come over.
In case any pro basketball players who are into power pop decide to swing by.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess he's nothing if not prepared.
You know what else he is?
What?
You didn't hear it from me, but he's a little tough to be around.
Power pop 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 is.
I mean, really tough.
Really tough? Like, how so?
Well, I've actually had a couple glasses of wine.
Okay.
So, maybe I'm a little more loose-lipped than I should be. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, he calls himself Power Pop Pop Pop. You know, kind of like a lovable grandfather.
Yeah.
But he's more like this Power Pop dictator.
A Power Pop dictator.
Yeah, and actually a lot of people in the Power Pop community here, they call him Pol Pop behind his back.
Pol Pop?
Yeah, like the Cambodian dictator.
Yeah, 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 like Pol Pot.
Exactly.
But Pol Pop.
Yeah.
Because he's like a Power Pop dictator. Now, how does one become a Power Pop dictator?
He just sort of assumed this role. I mean, he knows all about, you know, I mean, he's lived the stuff for his entire life. I mean, he will go to Japan. He'll buy a ticket that day if he sees that there's this ultra rare Brown Tchaikovsky 7-inch.
Sure.
And he'll go and get it.
He'll go all the way to the other side of the world.
Absolutely, yeah.
So he's got that kind of money.
Oh yeah. So, you know, people respect that. You know?
Because of his father.
Well, yeah, I mean technically.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But he's sold by the book when it comes to power pop.
Like, give me an example.
Well, it's like Big Star is actually a little too out there for him.
Really?
He likes, like, In the Street or El Goodo or September Girls.
Uh-huh.
That's about it, though. The other stuff he considers art rock.
Art rock?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He sounds pretty stringent.
Yes. His idea of the perfect pop song is this song called You're My Baby by this band called The Children. I've never heard of it either.
Yeah, that's... you got me.
They made one record back in 79 for Bomp.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, this song, which is buried in the middle of side two, is like his idea of the perfect song. It sounds kind of like that Paul Collins beat song, Rock and Roll Girl.
Okay.
I wanna be with a rock and roll girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he considers that to be the ultimate pop song.
Yeah, and he gets down on...
Power pop.
Exactly, on bands who deviate from what he calls textbook power pop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But what is the big deal? I mean, if you aren't fitting his vision of the world, I guess that's his loss.
I know, but he's so sort of powerful in this world, this power pop scene, that he can do it. And but the problem is also that he pays all these bands so well when he puts on these festivals.
Okay.
Like, because he's so rich, nobody wants to really ruffle his feathers.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's actually paying me to make this call right now.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
I'd rather not say.
No, just give me an idea.
Well, I'm calling all the local radio stations to get them to play the bands that are playing.
Oh, so this was just a promotional call.
Well, yeah. And I'm getting like 7,000, okay?
7,000 for what? For how many calls?
I'm going to tell them that I made like 100 and something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But how many?
My first one, though.
How many are you going to make?
Probably just this one. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's pretty much, he has a lot of control over the whole scene.
Absolutely. You know, and I'll be honest, man. I mean, I'm really not even that into the stuff anymore. I used to be.
Uh-huh.
But this whole power pop, pop, pop stuff has kind of tainted it for me.
Like it just makes you not enjoy the music as
much? Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and this whole thing with Robbie Wrist.
He is the...
He was Cousin Oliver.
Yes, yes.
On the Brady Bunch.
And I know he's involved in a lot of that world. I think I saw something. He's like a drummer or something?
He's a multi-instrumentalist. Big power pop supporter.
Yeah.
Big,
I mean, is he involved in this thing? Is he like emceeing it or something?
No. No. See, he and Power Pop 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 had a falling out.
Really?
Yeah.
So Robbie Wrist... And Power Pop 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 don't get along.
Not at all. No. See, Quad P felt slighted when Robbie didn't ask him to be part of this documentary he was making about Dwight Twilley.
Okay.
And in return, Quad P didn't ask Robbie for comments for the oral history he's putting together on that song Shake Some Action.
An oral history of what? The Flaming Groovies?
Yeah. Okay. The song.
What do you mean? I lost you there. What, the name of the book is Shake Some Action?
Yeah.
And it's God help me for saying this, Quad P is writing an oral history about the Flaming Groovies.
No, it's about the one song.
The whole book?
Yeah, why?
Well, how long of a book can that be?
It's like 1,200 pages or so.
1,200 pages?
Yeah.
About one song?
Yeah.
Shake Some Action?
Yeah.
1,200 pages?
Yeah, I know.
That's just nuts.
Well, it's part of his series. You know those 33 and a third books?
Yeah.
He's doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
But just about singles. It's called 45 RPM.
Okay, but those books are like 100 pages long.
Yeah, these aren't.
So he's taking something that's about... Those are usually 100 pages long, and they're about an entire album. His book is, you said, 1,200 pages long?
Oh, an average or so, yeah.
And it's about one song.
Right.
And is that the first one he's writing?
No, he's done like five or six already under different names. But, I mean, he writes them all. One for Go All the Way, Where Have You Been All My Life, by Photomaker.
Sure.
Surrender, Day Tripper, She's Got It by The Chords.
Full books.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you read any of these books?
No. I mean, I've tried. We actually joke with him that Vincent Bugliosi, he better watch out, you know, because he's encroaching. Have you seen that book? His new book on the Kennedy assassination?
No.
It's like 1,600 pages.
Really?
Yeah, so we joke with him about that. But he doesn't laugh, though.
He doesn't find that very funny.
You know what? Come to think of it, I've never seen him laugh or smile.
I thought that power pop was supposed to be like a fun kind of music.
Oh, no.
It's not?
Not for him. I mean, in theory, you'd think, but yeah. He takes it very seriously. I once saw him spank a guy in that band, The Records.
Yeah?
Because he heard him talking about a sitar, not playing one.
What do you mean he spanked him?
He spanked him. He put him over his knee. He's big.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So this guy puts an adult over his knee because he heard a guy in a power pop band talk about an instrument.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with power pop.
Exactly.
According to his definition.
Exactly. And if you look at the list of bands, there's not a keyboard. There's not anything resembling, like, anything what he calls drug-related, like a sitar or violins or cellos or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's all just...
Guitar, mm-hmm. bass, drums. That's it.
What about if it's just like a trio?
They're all
all quartets?
Quartets, yeah.
Wow. He's pretty tough.
Yeah. He once tried to throw Bill Janovitz from Buffalo Tom out of a window.
Well, Buffalo Tom, that's not even power pop.
I know. I mean, that's what they've always said, but he told them that they were a disgrace to power pop.
But they're not power pop.
Don't tell me that. The worst, though, was when he attacked Nikki Dolenz.
From the Monkees.
Yeah.
And please tell me the story of that, because I have no love lost with Nikki Dolenz. And
really?
Yeah.
What did he do to you?
He snubbed me at a party I was at.
Oh.
What did he do to Power Pop Pop Pop?
Well, you know, when they had that reunion tour.
Sure.
And it was big.
I think it was like 20 years ago.
Exactly. Probably. So, if you recall, Nikki Dolenz didn't really play a traditional drum set. He played one of those, what do they call them, like Simmons pads or something?
Yeah, like a stand-up.
Exactly,
thing
electronic drums.
Yeah, that he could be at the front of the audience and sing with a headset on.
Exactly. Well, when Power Pop 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 saw that drum set,
mm-hmm.
he lost it.
What happened?
Well, he got so mad that he ran up there and he shoved Nikki back, and then he grabbed the drums and started throwing them into the audience.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like it was bad, and he actually cut this one girl in the face.
With an electronic drum.
Exactly, yeah.
That's terrible.
Oh, it's awful. And then she ended up suing him, and he lost.
power pop 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 law.
He did, and he had like a massive amount of money he had to pay. But then he ended up suing Mickey Dolenz, and he won.
On what grounds?
Well, Judge Davies ruled that Mickey was responsible for Power Pop Pop's actions because of how far Mickey had strayed from textbook pop.
And who made that ruling? Judge Davies?
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, that's not surprising.
Well, I mean, I know he's had some problems lately.
Oh, well, so he convinced this guy, Power Pop Pop Pop, convinced this judge that Mickey Dolenz, by playing with an electronic drum set on stage,
right,
strayed from the tenets of what, in his mind, is power pop.
Exactly, yeah.
So much that it his rage was justifiable.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you know how much he got?
I think he got at least $800,000, I think.
Oh, my God.
Something like that.
From Mickey Dolenz.
Yeah.
Wow, that actually, I'm torn about that. That's like a lose-lose thing. I'm glad Mickey Dolenz lost. I'm not happy about whom the money went to.
Well, but the worst thing he does is...
What's that?
Well, he pops you.
What's that?
He pops you.
He pops you.
Yeah.
How does power pop, 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 pop you?
He's got this little thing. It's like a weapon. And he calls it the popper.
Uh-huh.
It's like the size of like a little handgun, but it's shaped like a Rickenbacker bass.
Size of, okay, I'm picturing that. All right.
And it basically, he pulls like a little trigger on it, and it shoots out these kind of like hard rocks.
Mm-hmm.
But they're these rocks that he makes out of garbage.
Like, what, like a garbage ball?
Yeah, like concentrated garbage, and he hardens them somehow, like in an oven or something. And he shoots them, and it really hurts.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
So he does that as, and what, is he doing it? Like to punish you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, doesn't anybody just say stop?
Not really. I mean, he's that powerful, you know? He also has this popper for women that's just plain awful.
I don't even want to hear about that.
Yeah. It's kind of like the lair, too.
The what?
He has a lair.
A lair?
Yeah, yeah.
At the Pop Palace?
Yeah, I'm actually calling from there right now. I'm in his little office.
At the Power Pop Palace?
Yeah.
Now, please tell me about this lair.
Well, let's just say that our old friend from Philadelphia, Mr. Heidnik, has nothing on this guy.
Gary Heidnik?
Yeah.
Well, he was a murderer.
I know.
Ew.
I don't know. I don't think anything like that's going down there, but it's... got a little dungeon vibe. It's not good.
Ugh.
It's disturbing.
Power pop, pop, pop.
But it's not quite as disturbing as the fact that the Resistance are also playing Poptastrophe.
Who's playing it?
The Resistance.
I don't know who that is.
I don't think you want to know who they are.
Uh-huh. Well, if they're playing it,
mm-hmm.
they're approved by Power Pop, Pop, Pop.
Yeah, sort of.
Uh-huh. Well, why are you so hesitant about... this band.
Well,
you gotta get that?
Yeah, hang on. Hello? I am calling. I'm making calls all night. No, it's had a lot of good responses so far. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Say goodbye, sir. Yikes.
Wow.
He was mad.
I'm assuming that was Power Pop Pop Pop.
Yes, it was, yeah.
I'm sure he's not listening to this, or that would have gone very
exactly,
differently.
Yeah. He doesn't listen to the radio.
I can assume a chance he might hear something that's not Power Pop.
Exactly, and smash his car again.
Why would he smash his own car?
Well... he's so weird. He once heard, he heard one of those Latter-day Greg Kinn songs on the radio. And he got so mad that he literally shot his car off of a bridge.
Uh-huh.
He jumped out, of course. Yeah.
That's just, what?
I don't know. He went nuts. That's why he's only in the sidecar now.
This music is about fun and falling in love and having a good time and enjoying your life.
Well, you're not going to hear any of that when you listen to The Resistance.
What is The Resistance?
All right. They're a white power pop band.
What?
Yeah.
White power pop?
It's a real dilemma for the power pop community because, you know, no one's into their message at all, you know. But to be honest, they're generally considered the best power pop band of the last 10 years.
Like, in what way?
They're just great. I mean, you would see this band and they're head and shoulders above all the other bands, you know. Mm-hmm. But the lyrics, you know, I mean, it's like if Goebbels wrote lyrics for the Rubinus.
Oh.
They're on this label called Panzerfaust. Have you heard of that?
Yes, I actually have. Yeah. There's a little guy, he's like a little 2-inch guy who used to call the show.
I don't know about that, okay.
He was a fan of records on that label. What's that?
I'll use a phone.
I remember, but I don't remember. I kind of block stuff like that out.
Okay.
So, the Resistance.
Yeah.
Technically, they're good. Like, the songs are good.
Yeah, amazing.
But it's the lyrics.
Yeah.
Are just like white power lyrics.
Exactly, yeah. It's not good at all.
Uh-huh.
Not good. Uh-oh. I think I just heard the sidecar pull up.
Hey, who else is playing this thing? A lot of the groups I like, right. You know, like, in that vein, I guess guys like, you know, Tommy Keane or Velvet Crush or the Posies.
Right.
Are those guys on this thing?
Oh, no. Those guys want nothing to do with this whole scene.
Really?
They think it's creepy, I think.
Uh-huh.
I think they really think Power Pop 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 is really creepy. Yeah.
Where would they get that idea?
I don't know.
Oh, you...
No, I do know. And I'm about to find out a little more. Because he's coming in right now. I gotta hang up in a second.
Okay.
Oh, right, he's got the popper. Ugh. All right, I may or may not see you this weekend.
Well, I won't be at the thing. I hope you're okay.
Okay. Ow! Sir? I'm sorry. I'm calling. More. Hang on.
Wow. The popper. I didn't even know what that guy's name was. That poor guy.
Y'all niggas hurry up. Go in there, book them niggas, and get the fuck out. Don't be playing. You hear what I'm saying? Kill them niggas and get the fuck back so we can stab out. I'm gonna be chilling right here.
Niggas all bark, no bite, ain't gon' do nothing. Weak lanes, hate to see a young king stunting. And my King James, 100 miles and running. All my niggas getting paper, ain't nobody here for nothing. And they all killing for me, so don't let them get the dumping. For my homies dead and gone, gon' spill something. Living for my niggas in the fans, doing real numbers. Heavy rotations on the bus, ain't trying to feel nothing. Zoned out, glass house, comes with the push buttons. Overdrive, I'm super fly, round on no suit and tie. Hustler to the max, if you want it done right, homie, come to the whack.
In a two-seater, bad diva pulling a plane in a two-liter, blue flannel tan khaki stuck in two heaters, 45 Desert Eagles fitted by leaders, blue sneakers stay fleet when I'm out, gold in my mouth, talk diamonds like a jeweler, rings on my fingers, call me Slick Rick the Ruler, whoever don't like me, middle finger to ya, booyah, booyah, I send shots straight through ya, talents rip you apart, niggas can't do ya, don't compare my talent to y'all, y'all niggas straight losers, I'm a bully, I'm a bruiser, couch standard time cruiser, my champagne cooler, plain Jane. Swisher sweets, Mary Jane blower. Leave with any girl that I choose, like I know her. Passionate about my game, like Joe.
not even 10 o'clock, and it's already 72 degrees outside. It's going to be pretty fucking hot today, I think. Long-ass fucking drop. Well, alright. Let's get everything back together and get the studio in order and all that type of shit. We gotta get something recorded today, too. Whew. Anyway, yeah. Everybody have a good day. It's Thursday. I keep thinking it's Friday, but it's totally not. So, yeah. See ya.